Hey, everybody. Welcome to the official Game Stitch podcast. This is episode 687. I'm producer Gerald, and today I'm joined by Ryan.
Hello.
Good cold morning.
Yeah, I don't know. It's sometimes it's summer, sometimes it's still winter.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to believe.
Yeah, yesterday I walked outside. That was pretty nice outside. Got on my bike, decided to ride it around. As I'm riding, I'm getting cold, and there's pockets of cold air, and I was like, ooh. Come back home, I saw like, well, how was it? I was like, it's cold. And she's like, well, it said the high was only going to be 70.
Yeah, it's, today I think it's 65, maybe.
The high.
And last night was 38, yeah.
Then we got it scheduled, I think, for a whole week of rain.
Love that.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now so I can cut my grass either Monday or Thursday. I'm probably going to do it Monday because it's going to rain Tuesday and Wednesday.
You see, mine's not quite ready right now. So I wonder if I could get mine mowed Monday also because it could really, like, I could mow it now, but it doesn't need it. But it'll need it by the time it stops raining.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I'll figure it out.
Yeah,
it's that Professor Layton puzzle on when to mow the grass and when not to. Yesterday was cold. The sun was out. Everything was fine. And then all of a sudden out of nowhere, it just stormed. Heavy, heavy winds. And it stormed for like, I don't know, 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then went back to normal. And then it rained again a little later. And it was like another brief passing shower. Very April showers.
Right.
They just pop up in the south, but they don't last. They just keep the humidity pumping.
Mm-hmm. Seems like April has been, the April showers thing has been May showers. It's rained a lot during May the last couple of years. Back. Yeah, it's gone back like a whole month.
For those unfamiliar, it was always April showers, May flowers.
Mm-hmm.
Growing up around here. But it has shifted to later.
Yeah, now it's May showers bring June flowers.
Which doesn't roll as, it doesn't hit as good.
Yeah, the hottest, then it used to be the hottest month was July, now it's August.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's, I stopped trying to know what's going on. I just check each morning to know how I need to dress.
Mm-hmm. Now, we're talking about this at work because we're talking about cutting grass. It's like, do you sharpen your blades every year?
Not every year. You're supposed to sharpen them every season.
Mm-hmm.
What I did was mow for a very long time with a mower without ever sharpening them, and then sold that mower and got a new mower. And now I've been mowing with that mower for like three seasons without ever sharpening them. I don't know who's got the time or the ability to be getting underneath that mower, taking them blades off, sharpening them, and then putting them back on.
Well, the one guy at work, he says he just tips his mower over and he grabs like a drill. And there's an attachment you can put on the drill and it goes in between. It clamps over the blades and it just, you just run it and it sharpens it. You can get it like a Lowe's or Walmart, Lowe's or Home Depot. It's like less than $20.
I got a big zero turn though. I got to get ramps or something to be able to get under mine. And that's doing too much for me.
That's what he said he has.
There ain't no way you could tip my mower over. It's heavy as hell. I'll tell you the other thing. I've been mowing with a flat tire for two seasons now. Because I air it up and it goes right back flat. So I just air it up and mow.
Can you patch it?
I did. I plugged it already.
Oh, you already plugged it and still?
Yeah, it needs a new tire. It's like $80. And if I air it up, it stays aired up long enough to mow. So I'm just going till it won't go.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm doing. So I can't worry about the sharpness of the blades. I got a bigger issue.
Right.
Now, I know you're supposed to do that. My whole life, I've always been told you're supposed to do that. My stepdad always did it. It's probably not in the cards for me to do it. Probably not going to sharpen my blades. It's much more likely that I would buy a new set of blades, put them on, and then take the old set and take them somewhere to get sharpened.
Mm-hmm.
And then just keep them like swapped out like that. The odds that I'm going to take them off, sharpen them, put them back on, zero chance probably.
Yeah.
But You know, it cuts better, looks better, easier on the mower. All those things are true. Mine's out there cutting with a butter knife, though, and it's doing fine.
Mine still does pretty good.
Have you ever sharpened yours?
No.
Yeah, it's fine.
I've got, what, three seasons in?
I mowed my last mower for like 6 years without ever mowing or without ever sharpening them. It's fine. And the guy that has it now is mowing without sharpening them.
Yeah, so this like, is what he showed me.
Yeah, it's just a little rotary wheel thing with a, like I say, sharpening rock on it.
Yeah, this or something like this. And this is what he more had because it wasn't like that.
Yeah. I'm sure that would work fine. Again, the big deal for me is having to get under there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I won't worry myself with it. If I cared, I would do it.
Yeah.
I'm sure I could find a way to make it work where I could get under my mower enough to get under there and do that. I'm just not going to. I'm super tired. I played Minecraft way too late last night. It's been a real problem. I've for the last like 6-8 months, I've had like a hard out 11 o'clock. I go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Or I quit playing, at least I'll say that. But Minecraft is just five more minutes. And it for sure has jacked my sleep schedule all up.
That one night that all three of us played, you got off early and it was me and Marshall 205 playing. And then he got off and I stayed up until about 1:30 playing.
Yeah, you just never played again because you did too much that night.
No, I played, but not with you guys. I've been playing like in the morning or in the afternoon.
You're gone. Stayed up. We talked about this, him and I. You stayed up way too late. And you've been going to bed at like 8:15. You stayed up way too late that night, and you just never played again after it.
I've
played during the week for you to recover.
In the morning and at night. Did just a little bit of exploring. I played yesterday.
We played every night.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I played before work, but I played every night. Last night was another like midnight, a little bit later than midnight night. And it's been real fun. We've been going out and exploring, trying. I need carrots real bad.
Yeah, I need carrots too.
Well, we have unsuccessfully searched everywhere for carrots. So we just keep getting in a boat and going. I can't figure out how on earth our map is, our world is laid out. So we go out and we just pick a direction and we go straight and we go straight and we go straight and it pops us out back where we were. So then we pick another direction and we go and we go and we go and it, and like right around the corner is my house again. So I can't figure out, we're on like the world's smallest map or what's happening, but he can't seem to get away from our houses. Now last night we finally got fairly far away. We found another, I told him we got to find a village or we got to find a abandoned mine shaft to get carrots.
Mm-hmm.
So we went really far away, went into a water cave. From there, he got too close to the edge. A waterfall sucked us down to the bottom in the boat. Then we explored, found a giant abandoned mine shaft that was huge. Not a crate one, not a spawner one.
Oh.
Nothing down there. Just track some materials. A lot of diamonds, actually. I think we found probably 10 plus diamonds down there.
I found one diamond.
Yeah, so I'm up to... I think I'm up to maybe 22 now diamonds. We also found a bunch of amethyst. I've got, it was amethyst block. So I have 64 amethyst blocked and then another block and then another stack, like 24.
Hmm.
So there's a lot of that in that cave. It was a really weird little pocket that was like lit up and we just strip mined that thing. We took it all. We've been going
to 205.
Yeah, he will take something. He's been a little better when we've been playing together, but I know when I'm not on, he'll just take. So I've got the farm out back going. I don't know that you came home when you played, but I got the farm is all going now. So I've got a full row of melons. They're all growing the right direction. Full row of watermelons. I've got one that I had to tear down because it kept popping out behind I needed to go out to the side, so I had to put something down so it can't and replant it. So that's going. I have all the colors of sheep all in a field, so you can come out and shear them and get the trophy.
Okay.
I have one of every color in the field. And I've just been shearing them. Like, I get on, I just shear them and shear them and shear them because I'm trying to load up on the color wool. So I've been doing that. And then he found cocoa beans. So I got a cocoa bean farm going now. We found cactus. Cactus and carrots were the two things I was really after because you can't make green dye without cactus. And the last three colors I needed all needed green. So once we got that, we were able to get that. I got cactus growing back there. We found bamboo. We got bamboo growing. And bamboo grows like crazy if you've never experienced it in Minecraft. You can just get stacks and stacks of it.
Yeah, I need the carrots to let the villagers repopulate. There's still five of them over there.
Well, maybe not. He went over there and shit popped off when he went over there. So I think one for sure is dead that was over there.
Why do you?
Because he went over there to look at it, to see what you had done over there. And he didn't think, and he stayed to nightfall. And somebody didn't go in, and then he couldn't get him to go in, and then he got in his boat, and I think he took him home with him. And then he got turned at home. I think that's how that happened. So I think you're one short now. But we've searched everywhere for carrots, haven't found them. I have potatoes growing, beetroot growing, wheat growing, watermelon and pumpkins growing.
It just happened last night?
Nah, he turned him the night after you played.
Okay, no, okay. Because there's still four of them over there. Well, five total.
Well, then you had a rogue one over there, but it happened the night after you played.
So it must have been, they just must have had another baby.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But it for sure, he found the zombie turn and killed it. So it for sure happened. I don't know how it happened.
So in my area, I found a couple shipwrecks, which I haven't gone down there because it's always, every time I go in there, it's water zombies everywhere. Found a sea monument. And then with the sea monument, if you go by it, you get cursed.
Yeah, we found some of those.
If you get cursed, then they come out, then everything comes after you. So I had to stay away from the village for a little while until my curse was gone. And I found, as I was traveling, I found that a pillager outpost. He found that, he said the pillagers were inside the cages.
I think he got everything but the ones inside the cages. They're still there.
Yeah, they were still there. And I could tell he was over there because this must have been the one I found, because I could see where he ripped through and basically gutted the whole thing, took shit, took everything. Yeah.
So I don't know if we've talked about it enough. When he plays, he has no concern for how the land or area was. He just takes whatever he wants from wherever. You'll see trees floating in the air. He'll rip anything that's useful out of a place. Like, no concern for it.
Yeah.
He will strip mine everything.
What do you say about my area, about the village?
Just that he could tell you were working. I went over there, too. I had never been over there. I told him I wanted carrots and to see if they had carrots. So we went over there together, and you have strictly potatoes growing everywhere.
That's all that was over there. Potatoes. I got some, I just did some pumpkin or doing a plot for pumpkins right now.
Yeah. So we just went over there and I looked around just to see how it looked. And then, I had got on without him and noticed that he had told me the night that after you played that you had the berry bushes over there. So he went over there and took a berry bush back and planted them and kept getting the fruit off of them and replanting them at his house. So I got on the next morning without him and I went and sheared all of his and I planted them all the way around my house. So both of our houses are now completely, he put his down in a trench, which is great for any kind of mob, but if you fall in there, you die too. Unless you knock them out. I just put mine around there so that if they get too close to the fence.
Yeah, so I was gonna do a fence at first, and I was like, nah. Then I want to stop them from trying to come in.
Yeah.
So I have it pretty much sealed off pretty good. There's one, you can go around the one way, if they go through the water a little bit, then jump around. Then the other way, there's like one little spot you can kind of get in. I got to figure out how the sea or the water zombies are getting up on the land.
You also have like a rogue house that's way up on a hill too over there.
Yeah, I gotta decommission that one and bring it back, bring it down.
The I saw a lot of people online were doing the bushes and they were doing water on the other side of it. So you have to jump from water up to the bushes to get on land.
Mm-hmm.
And it just keeps everything two to three blocks away from your house. Cause I got a fence, then I have bushes. And then if I did a moat of water, but I haven't wanted to do that yet. So I haven't done that yet.
So right now I have mine where it's like too deep where they can't, if they fall down inside something, they can't jump up and get on anything.
Yeah, but my ass will fall down in there too.
But the water zombies are for some reason jumping on the land and getting on there.
Spot somewhere.
There's something. Yeah, I got to find out where it's at.
Yeah, so we're playing a lot of that. It's the only thing I played all week long. I've had a good time with it. We're starting to get to the point now, though, where, like, I guess making sure, like, there's something to do. Like, going out looking for cactuses was good. Cacti kept me rolling, and now it's like going out looking for carrots has been fun. I am surprised how much inventory is an issue because I don't remember it being a problem. But I am constantly full when we go exploring.
Mm-hmm. You need the bag. You got to make sure you take a bag with you to put stuff in the bag.
Yeah, I need to. The bag wasn't really a thing when we played.
Right. It's something newer.
Yeah, so I got to wrap my head around making sure I do that. How many things does a bag hold?
Quite a few.
And it can be random.
It could be anything.
Yeah, I need to get back to that. That would help. I guess you could bring a couple bags.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do need to get back to that. But yeah, it's been real fun. As far as what I bought the May 1st Lego set dropped. Mm-hmm. I got Rockin' Plants, which is the sequel to Happy Plants, if you will.
Yep.
They're cute. They got round butts. It makes them rock back and forth. I've seen a lot of people do the builds without putting the rounded parts on it. So I'm not sure how much people like the rocking. But two more happy plants, and the plants are still all compatible. So now you can mix and match the four pots with the four plants. So it's pink and green this time. It was yellow and blue last time.
Mm-hmm.
They're cute.
Yeah.
They real cute. It's just, it looks like it is one piece on the pink one and it's two cheeks on the yellow one. Cause the pink one rocks right to left and the green one rocks front to back. So it would be very easy to not make them rock. If you don't like it.
Yes, it looks like this one, they just have it flat.
A lot of people I see online are not putting those pieces on cause they want them to sit flat. And I'm undecided about what I want to do because they look whimsical kicked up like that. But I also think I might like them all sitting next to each other.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why these are cheeked up and the other ones aren't. But I bought that and then not Lego, but I don't know if you saw this or not. Also, I don't know how well you'll be able to see it on my phone, but YouTube did a spring sheep. As part of their Touch Grass collection. It was only available for 4 days. And so I pre-ordered that. It's called Spring Lamb. They had a bunch of stuff as part of their Touch Grass collection. No Astrobot. It's still up on there. If you click the first link down there. Oh, there it is. Yeah. So that's the spring lamb. It's literally just the lamb with his eyes closed. And it looks like he's smelling flowers and he's surrounded by kind of flowers. Very cute. I really liked it.
You had the other one, right?
I don't have, they have a bunch of them. That's number nine. I think I have one of the regular ones, like one of just the regular lambs. There's a lot I don't have. And I don't think I want all of them, but that one's really on brand. I like plants, flowers. I love the lamb. I like the idea of having it.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe there's more than nine because that was number zero that you were just on. So there may be 10 of them. I don't know. But that's so those are the only two things I've really bought. I think I talked about the minifigures on last week's podcast for May 1st.
Yes.
That I got those. So have you seen them anywhere yet?
I haven't been anywhere to go to see him. I've been at the house doing stuff.
Yeah. Since last week, I've put them together.
Mm-hmm.
So all the minifigures are put together. There's some good ones. There's some good ones in that batch. One thing, I've been building the Cotta Bricks coffee house. It's the Cotta Bucks, I think is what it says on the front of it.
Mm-hmm.
DA, CADA. And it's a coffee house. Friend of the show, Matt, loves Cotta Bricks. He talks about Cotta Bricks the way I talk about. That's it. Not the AliExpress version, but the real one, the Walmart one there would work. He talks about Cotta Brick the way I talk about Lumi Bricks.
Mm-hmm.
He's a very big fan. A lot of it has to do with they have like a Japanese architecture line that he really likes. So I've been putting this together for, this is my third week I've been putting this together. It is not enjoyable for me. I've not had a good time with it. And so I told him the other day, I said, I know you really like them. They have a botanical line coming out there too. That they're coming out with. I don't know if it's just this set. So everything through Cotta Bricks works like everything is designed by like designers. So it works like the Lego Ideas a little bit, except for there's no refinement from Cotta Bricks. So however it's designed is how it goes out. So it very much could just be this designer. Now you're looking through the pictures. It looks adorable.
Mm-hmm.
It looks great. It looks like a little tiny Starbucks. Everything is a sticker. No printed parts. So if it's got a design on it, it's got a sticker. So you're going to sticker 20 bottles. Those cookies, stickers. That's a pain in the ass.
Yeah, I can see the sticker. I can see the sticker.
Yeah, if you go to the front of the building where you can see the door. Yeah. The door's on the right there. That's the window. That's the door right here to the right. Scroll over just a little bit right there. So this is the most asinine thing I've ever seen. You can't see it in the picture here. Windows are all three parts in this set because it's a right, a left, and the glass slides in the middle. It doesn't clip in. So that door is all like snot bricks and these crazy three-piece windows. So that little door right there has like 55 pieces in it. And it just felt like they were trying to pad piece count by making it as impossible to put together.
Mm-hmm.
The whole walls are all snot bricks so that you can put the smooth bricks on there. Again, it looks great. It just has not been enjoyable to put together at all. The building techniques are questionable at best. It feels flimsy until you put it all like together. I basically have that whole corner done where the door is at, and I have the front under the window done. So I have a long way to go. I have almost the entire interior done. Interior is great. Very detailed, very fun. All stickers again. It just has not... Lego sets don't ever take me 3 weeks to put together.
Mm-hmm.
Lumi Bricks don't ever take me 3 weeks to put together. They got the Shell license too. They got NASA license as well. They just don't take me that long to put together. And so I know that I'm not enjoying myself. And so I just got to push through to get it done. I'm sure once it's done, it'll look great displayed.
Right.
But it reminds me of if you've ever ordered anything off of like AliExpress and you got it and you're like, yeah, I see what they're doing here, but it's not quite right. That's what it reminds me of. Which is a shame because they got this botanical line coming out and they look great, but I am cautious.
Yeah, I was about to ask you if that's going to push you away from the botanical one.
Yeah, it probably will, to be honest, unless this set redeems itself. I will tell you, though, one thing that may push me back is Books A Million in Clarksville is now just carrying Cotta Brick like on the shelf.
Hmm.
So they've got displays set up and you can just go in and buy it. So I did buy a little NASA set, a little Artemis set. That's really small that I thought would be fun. And Prairie Dogs is fun. They just pop up everywhere.
Yeah.
Forest train station's fun. They got good looking sets. It has been very frustrating, but I sent Matt a bunch of pictures and he said none of the sets he put together were like that, but he has not built anything from this designer.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that has a lot to do with it. So who knows, but that's where I'm at with that. Chugging along. I think just to make myself feel better when I finish this, I'm probably going to put together the rocking plants to cleanse my palate.
Yeah.
and probably take a little time off from other sets, do some Lego stuff. I've got a ton to do. Backlog's insane right now.
Same.
But that's it.
All right, so me, I finally got my gumball machine in last week. Mm-hmm. I sent you a picture of it. Finally, don't know what took so long. I did buy the UCS set that came out May 1st to get the gift for purchase. I missed out on the coin that you redeem your points with. Mm-hmm. I get to work at 7. I logged in at 7:20 to order it. Sold out. Mm. I was like, there's no way. I was like, they must have only done like 10,000 of them or something.
Did you try to get the Jango Fett's Starship coin? Is that the one it was?
Yeah.
There was multiple coins, right? Weren't there like?
There was just the one.
Well, I thought there was like 2 or 3 for some reason. Oh, they have the cards, the metal cards.
Yeah, and I don't care about the cards.
Well, that sucks. I hate that you didn't get that.
Mm-hmm. I should be able to get it if I order. If I would have woke up an hour earlier, I could have got it.
I went back and forth on that coffee cup, and it's gone too.
Mm-hmm.
I thought about it too long.
Do you ever do the sweepstakes?
Every time.
Yeah, me too.
Well, every time there's zero, you know, some of the sweepstakes charge. It'd be like 10 points in, or I don't do those.
50. This one's 50 points.
Yeah, see, I won't do that one. But see, the one beside it, 0 points.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do it.
You try to get this one?
Well, no, I decided not to get it.
Or so you tried to get that one.
You know, that's what happens. You know, you're like, I don't want that. I don't need a coffee cup. And then you wake up one morning, you're like, I might need that coffee cup. Mm-hmm. And you go in, it's gone. For anybody that is getting into Lego and kind of just starting, they have a Lego Insiders app that is fantastic. You could just literally click 2 buttons and be looking at the rewards every morning. And it's a good habit to get in. I really am upset that I didn't get that tic-tac-toe.
Me too.
But people sell it too high, but I really love it. It's really good. But yeah, they go quick. Some of them.
Yeah, I really wanted this one. Mandalorian Grogu. Gone.
Oh, that's a card, yeah.
Yeah.
The card looks good. It's like a metal card. I don't understand the cards. Like, I watch a guy that does a lot of auctions, and he sells the packs of, like, the Lego cards.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that they're collectible.
Me neither.
But people seem excited about
it. I did get this, the Mandalorian N1 Starfighter.
Mm-hmm.
I did get that, and then the gift for purchase, and that's all I went through this week. I did see that you're talking about U2s. One of my U2s, Astrobot figures, is on its way.
Oh, yeah, mine is too. That was the PS Plus exclusive one.
Mm-hmm. The one that Marshall 205 gave me his code for.
Yep. Yep.
So I still have that one and another one to come in from there. Played wise, I only pretty much played Minecraft. Well, I finished Spider-Man. I got the plat. No, not the plat. I finished the 100% completion on the New Game Plus on Sunday within like 2 hours of us getting off. Then I've been basically playing a little bit of Minecraft. I've been working on the house, getting it ready. I started primering, getting ready for paint, like full-on paint in the bedrooms.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to get the doors. I'm trying to sell the wooden doors to get new doors put on. Got people coming over looking at it. And they're just trying to lowball. I see you listed for this, but I'll give you, like, I had a list. I have them all, $300. Come get all 6 doors. I'll give you 100. They come over there, look at it. Ah, man, I don't know about $300, man. How about I give you 150? I'm like, no, 300. You're just wasting my time even coming over just showing you.
Yeah, that's the problem with like selling on like Facebook is like you get too many tire kickers. It mm-hmm. takes a lot of time and energy.
And so I'm over there just sitting there waiting for them to look and decide. And no, so I'm still waiting. And I just had someone mess with me this morning and said, I'll take them off your hand for $175. I'm like, do $300.
Yeah, you'll eventually get it. You gotta wade through the bullshit.
Yeah. Like I had an air compressor, like a whole kit, had that listed. People just kept on lowballing. And finally someone's like, I want it right now. I'm on, can I come get it at 9 o'clock at night? Say, if you're willing to drive over here and get it, come on.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what happens. You'll eventually get it. You just gotta, it's just so much nonsense. Is it still available? Yep, no response.
Yeah. So I've been like working on that stuff and then getting everything ready. So I've been tired. So I didn't really play Thursday or Friday night. And last night I woke up early, did a lot of exercise and rode my bike. So I was pretty exhausted. We watched a movie, and once the movie ended, me and my wife went to bed. She fell asleep before the movie ended.
Yeah, so Mark Wahlberg from that Minecraft night took you out.
Oh yeah, that Minecraft. I was up until like 1:15.
Well, so the next day, he asked me if I thought you were going to be on, and I'm like, no chance. I don't even know what he was. I don't even know what business he thought he had staying up that late. And he told me you were still on when he got off. He said he got off pretty shortly after I quit.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you're out of the game for staying up that late.
Yeah.
Like you haven't done it in a long time.
That's what it'll do. You're like, oh, I'm just going to work on this one thing. And then you do it. Then it's like, okay, I could do this real quick. Oh, I could do this. And then actually, you know, 2 hours went by.
So I assume you felt like total shit the next day.
No, I was okay. But I was okay during work. When I got off of work, I went over to the house. When I got back from the house, I ate dinner. I was pretty much ready to call it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's why you got to pace yourself. It's why you got to do 11 o'clock and then get on just every night and do it. Yeah, I have played a ton. I mean, I've been getting on. I imported my old maps and moved them forward.
Nice.
It's cool to go back and see them and remember the memories.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is broken, though, because there's so many updates between now and then that weren't moved over. Also, don't remember where everything is at and where everything's hidden, but a lot of the red dust stuff is broken, and I don't even know how to fix it because you go under there and it looks like the human brain that I've built.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of stuff that doesn't work. And so that's kind of unfortunate, but it's neat to get in there. You know, we built that really long train, really long mine cart that takes you to that like winter cabin on the one map that I had. I jumped on there and rode it so I could get the trophy because it was long enough to pop the trophy, the 1,000 meters or whatever you have to ride. So you could, if you have your old maps and you have stuff ready to go, it's real simple to get those trophies. So I kind of think maybe it was on the map that we played. I think I had a cobblestone generator.
I think so.
On the map. Yeah. So that would be an easy one to get in there and get the cobblestone for the full chest of cobblestone. But it's just interesting to go back and see like the building techniques and all that and how everything was set up. And there's some really cool stuff on that map where, you know, right from my house, when you get on the minecart, it actually goes dips underwater so that you see water and fish on both sides when you're going through, and then goes right back up.
Right. I remember that.
To my desert house. And so, yeah, it's been kind of nostalgic to go back. I do want the platinum. So I am working towards the platinum in Minecraft. I want the PS5 one. I don't care about all the 100%. I want to just get the platinum though.
Mm-hmm.
So there's 1,000 extra trophies they've added because it looks like most DLC pack adds one trophy. So I'm not super worried about that, but I am trying to get everything I can get from home before we go out and start adventuring and pushing forward and going after the Ender Dragon and all that.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to get what I can get.
I've been trying to like fight the Ender Dragon, but I just can't. The Enderman. Mm-hmm. I just can't because I only have like stone swords. I don't have any iron swords. I'm trying to save the iron.
Marshall 205 goes after him every time he sees him. So I think he's got 9 pearls right now.
Okay, good. Because we'll need that to get.
Yeah. So he's saving them up. But I'm telling you, we need to make some maps because there's something weird about our home area. That we are in some sort of weird like circle water body of water that he can't seem to get out of. Because every time we sail, we're never that far away. So last night we picked the boat up, went across land, and then put it back on new water, and that was the farthest we've been away. But it's still, at the end of the day, when you get your bearings, it's not that far.
You guys are
So
you guys not paying attention to the compass, the latitude and
no, we don't have a
longitude?
compass.
But no,
The
the latitude and
numbers,
longitude.
nah.
Okay.
Nah. I mean, we do to make sure we're going away from home, but it's weird in that, like, you feel like you travel out for 30 minutes and then you can be back home in 30 seconds. And I don't know if it's because we're getting turned around because everything's water. So you see something, you go over to land, you get back in the boat, and I don't know if we're just having a hard time continuing forward.
Yeah, no,
But
to like the right outside your where you're at, it's a big donut of water.
yeah.
There's like a land mass right in the middle of it, and then water going all the way around it.
So the first time we went out exploring, which was like 2 nights after you played, I think. I mean, we seriously went out for like 30 minutes. We found this area and everything, and it was super cool. And we got done with that. We got in the boat, and he paddled for like 10 seconds. He's like, "Oh my God, there's a village here." Well, it was your village. So we'd gone out for 30 minutes, and we were again 15 seconds from my house. So I don't know what's happening, but we're not getting very far away. And so we're not seeing. I got the trophy for the different biomes, which is weird.
I got one that said 17 biomes last night
Yeah,
or
I
not
got that
yesterday.
too, which is weird because I feel like I've only seen three. So I thought that was interesting, but it's pretty cool. I've had a good time with it. I'm curious if he can. You can like download maps. I'm curious if like he could save an offline version of our map that we played together and then put it up on Realms and we could play both maps.
Maybe.
Because he can do more than one world. So I'm curious if you can visit his world. I think he can download it like he could save your world and then upload it. I think it would work that way, but I don't know. But it'd be interesting to be able to go back there and see what we did there. But also, there's a possibility for some trophies there too. I'm just trying to make the trophies as easy as possible. There's a lot of like super simple ones like catching the fish, cooking it, making bread, making a cake. There's a lot of simple ones, but then that wool thing takes some effort.
It does.
You have to craft all the dyes. You have to get all the sheep. You have to keep either catching or breeding sheep to get enough. And just to make it easy for you guys, I decided to just like not keep redyeing them, but to leave every color so that anybody can just grab a pair of shears and get that trophy now.
I wonder if you can jump into to our big map that we did and pretty much knock off a lot of those trophies as well.
Yeah, I would think so because we had unlimited resources. So I would think a lot of that stuff you could do. And if we have a chest that's all the way full of cobblestone, you could take one stack out, put it back in, and pop that trophy as well.
Oh, which we have tons of
Which
that in
that's one I
there.
don't want to do. That's a trophy I do not want to do is all the cobblestone. So even if we can't do it that way, when you're on, I may just have you invite me to that map and me just jump in and do that trophy. Because I do want to get the platinum on PS5. I think it'd be cool to have. We can jump into news. I know I just rambled forever.
Yeah, because there's a lot of Lego stuff. This is a big one.
Yeah,
Not
let's roll through this
much
and get to that.
big news on the other stuff. PlayStation news first thing we're going to start with. The PlayStation monthly games for May has been released. Three games only this month. The first one's EA Sports FC 26. If you're soccer in America, football in other parts of the world. Wuchang, Fallen Feathers. And Nine Souls are the three games for this month. All right. Sony has settled a $7.85 million settlement. Basically, people we talked about this before. Basically, people can get maybe you're probably gonna get a credit. You're looking at maybe $5, I think they said, of credit.
I mean, I think we all know $5 is $5.
So early last week, there was a big thing about saying Sony's DRM If you don't sign in 30 days, you lose all your games. They've come out and basically said they just need you to log in the 30 days to confirm your stuff. It says players can continue to access their play and play their purchased games as usual. A spokesperson for the company. A one-time online check-in is required to confirm the game's license, after which is no further check-ins are required.
So it's just once ever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's not unacceptable. That's fine.
Yeah.
A one-time check is fine. Now, areas that don't have internet, things like that, you move, all that stuff, I get it. You know, rechecks are an issue. But in theory, if you were able to download something, you were able to do one check. You know, you think you could figure that out, even if it was checking through a tethered cell phone, you can make it work for one check.
All right. So people were talking about how like Sony has come out and say they're not going to be porting games over to PC no more because of the sales. They're basically saying like Ghost of Tsushima only sold 710,000 units. God of War Ragnarok sold 300,000. Marvel Spider-Man 2 sold 260,000. And Horizon Forbidden West sold 230. It's about like $10 million in revenue between the, if they sold them at like $29 for God of War, Spider-Man, and Horizon, with another like $20 million for Ghost of Tsushima. That's if you sell them at $29. It's more if you do more, but I guess they're saying it's not worth them to do it.
I mean, nobody knows the numbers better than them. I mean, they know what that comes out to. And if they're wanting to cease doing that, you know, it dilutes the brand a little bit in that your games aren't exclusive, but also like if you add those numbers up and you're like, that's big money. But if Sony comes out and tells you it's costing double that to make it happen, it's not worth it.
Yeah. And people are like, oh, what if they just release the day one? It's like, well, they want you to buy the console, not buy the game on, you know, PC.
Well, and you're seeing Microsoft can't fucking backtrack quick enough right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you do want people on your console, and maybe you want people only on your console. Maybe that's going to be a thing again.
Yeah.
And Sony's never wavered from pushing people to their console.
All right. There's a hacker, I would say, or modder, who has installed Linux on the PlayStation 5, which is pretty cool. But right now, once you install it, you cannot turn the system off. If you turn the system off, you have to reinstall Linux again. He's working on a way to try to get it around. He was able to install it and run GTA 5.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Next one. There's a petition out on GitHub and over. I'm sorry, change.org. A petition for Last of Us or Naughty Dog to release the multiplayer for Last of Us. They're doing okay with the thing. They know it's probably a shot in the dark, but they want to see if maybe it'll entice Naughty Dog to go ahead and release it.
I don't think this is going to happen, but I admire people for trying.
Yeah. Okay. Next one, Little Nightmares, VR, Alter Echo. People are talking about pretty good things about it. I said it's a perfect game to play in VR. No, you don't play
it is
horror games.
Your pants simulator.
Yeah.
That game is disturbing and creepy in non-VR.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you what, if you can't play that with a friend, I think I'd have a hard time doing that one.
Yeah. And next one, we got a layoff, Alien Rogue and Creed Rizagori Studio Servos has basically reportedly have lost just about everybody that was employed there. But they do have a game coming out, as even though they lost everything.
Creed especially is one of your bigger,
mm-hmm.
I mean, one of your bigger...
games, and developer. They did do which made two Mosses. Polark also that made the Moss games had a huge layoff as well.
Yeah, I mean, VR is, you know, Facebook has continued Meta, I guess, if you want, has continued to say that AR is their focus going forward. Sony set the PSVR 2 out to die from the very beginning.
Yeah.
You know, it's a game we talked about a lot, you know, or the game that we played a lot on the original. The, what was that thing called? The shooter. We played a ton of it on the PSVR 1.
Yeah, I know. A Contraband.
But they shut down. They shut down
Walls
a month ago.
Firewall.
Yeah. Firewall. Yeah. They shut down. The developer of that, they shut down. You know, it's not a shock. Moss is an incredible game, an incredible video game, not just a VR game. But if you don't have people playing and there's not enough headsets out there, it's not going to matter. Yeah. But it's disappointing because VR is not necessarily the future of gaming, but it is definitely a sector of gaming. And I feel like that you're going to see it cool off, and you're going to... Companies aren't going to be willing to develop for it if it's not sustainable. Mm. So it's kind of sad. I love VR, and I think it's going to go away.
Me too. Unfortunately.
Or it's going to become niche. I don't know if it's going to go away, but it's going to be a very small group.
Yeah, you're going to only be able to play it developers. Yeah, on the Meta Quest like 7 or something.
Yeah.
All right, so Xbox news. We got four games being delisted this month. Towards the end of the month, Pinball, FX3, Battlefield Hardline, Horizon Chase Turbo, and then Rec Room will be leaving the Xbox Game Pass. Then we got some more games leaving as well. I've talked about these before. On May 15th, we got, I think I talked about it last month, Galacticore, Go Mecha Ball, Lubra and the Souls of Limbo, Paw Patrol, Rescue Wheels Championship, and then Planet of Luna. What you're sad about that Paw Patrol?
Easy 100%.
Mm-hmm. So there's a big thing with the Xbox and the Xbox 360. What should we call it? The backwards compatibility. And they're having a problem with the 360 doing it. They think they've maybe got this fixed. They're not sure yet, 100% if it is, but they haven't had any reports of certain games. Now, with this going on, they did a pause on the 360 games being backwards compatible. Now, if you go to Xbox's website, and if you go to the Xbox Backer Program, Xbox Game Preservation website, if you go there, and if you click on it, you can put any 360 game that they don't have it put over there. You can list it and they can look on it and see if that's a game that they might want to port it over to the newer Xbox. Make it backwards compatible. Which is pretty cool.
It is. I'd love to see the numbers of this to see. This is, I love it. It's very fan service-y. This is not a business decision though. And right now, you kind of need Microsoft to make business decisions.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know if I need them. Yeah, I don't know if I need their effort to be in 50 Cent Blood on the Sand. That Kingdom of for Keflings, a game I absolutely loved on Xbox. That's World of Keflings. Loved it too. Those are fantastic games. So good. I don't need them spending time on that. I'm not going to go back and play them. And
On this one, they're showing 3,219 games. I didn't know they had that many games on the 360, but
yeah, it's cool that they're letting people do that. I'm interested to see if there's really value there. But again, I need Xbox doing business decisions, not doing fan service decisions right now. Get to the fan service, but right now let's get the business.
So I was watching a YouTube video and they were doing like a man cave thing. This guy had all these, like, his whole basement was nothing but video game stuff, and the person was doing it was asking what was his favorite system. He's like, PlayStation 2 and Xbox 360, and he's like, why? Is like, the most games. He said they had the most games of all the systems. It's a Nintendo wise it'd been a Super Nintendo, had those three systems. He said, if you give me those three systems in all the games, you're looking at 10,000 game, close to 10,000 games, I'm good. All I need.
Yeah, I mean, to me, my favorite system is tied to more of my childhood. Like, the NES will always be my favorite system because that's the one I played in my most impressionable years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the one I just, there's so many good memories around, like, going to Toys R Us and looking at the cases behind glass and hoping you make the right choice and taking the ticket up front and hoping they still had them and going to the room and then the anticipation of them getting it and actually, like, it being in your hands.
Mm-hmm.
Because for those that weren't around Toys R Us when you were little, I mean, you bought that game without ever even getting to touch it.
Yeah.
So you bought it off of looking at it behind glass, which is insane to think about, that you couldn't touch a thing that you're buying. But
you take that little ticket card out of the store, go around the building.
Yeah, dude, you would. So, you know, there were no cards sometimes, so you couldn't even buy the thing. And then sometimes you would have a card and they wouldn't have any left. And it was, mm-hmm. you know, it's like a whole thing. But though that's always, you know, yeah, PS2 is great. I have great memories playing PS2 in high school and everything like that. And when I first got my PS3 and a flat screen, and like, I remember all those things too, but it's nothing hits for me like NES. But yeah, I could see somebody being like, this is where I played the most games and where I still play the most games and that being your favorite. But for me, it's just more tied to my youth.
Mm-hmm. All right, next one. Xbox mode has there's this new thing to come on called Xbox mode, which will work on your Windows PC. But basically take your Windows thing and make it look like an Xbox, like you're playing it. That just released the Windows PC. You'll see that if you play Xbox on your PC. But they have some screenshots of it. It does look like you're playing on your Xbox.
Yeah.
So Xbox also has... they're redoing their email addresses, so it won't be like, you know, gamestitch@microsoft.com. It'll be gamestitch@xbox.com. Now the employees can either go for, like, sign up for the xbox.com, or they can keep their microsoft.com. But I think it's pretty cool if you have that just xbox.com.
Well, they're going back from Microsoft Game Studios back to Xbox Games.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're trying to get their identity back.
Yeah.
Whether that be a good idea or not. So.
All right. Next one. Arsha Sharma had a little interview because they were talking about Xbox's. They had a huge revenue loss for Q3. Which people are saying it shouldn't be expected, but it should have been. It's hardware and content and services are both down from the last fiscal year. It's disappointing, she said. We have made progress expanding the business and our margins, player and revenue growth has not yet met our ambition. We know we have to work to earn every player today into the future. Most people think that it might pick up as things change. There's a lot of YouTubers all of a sudden buying Xbox again, and they make comments about how people are going back to Xbox compared to what the other systems. But we'll see.
I never put anything past, you know, there's a real chance Xbox could make another run, you know, if they mm-hmm. start making business decisions and they do things to draw people back. I think people always want something different.
Yeah.
You know, I the other day I saw was scrolling through TikTok and somebody was live streaming Mon's Eye.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, man, I thought that game was dead. She was playing new DLC. And then the day later I was swiping through, and I think that was sponsored content. But the day after I was sliding through and someone was playing Mon's Eye, not sponsored. It's like that yeah. game was horrible. But it's like, I don't know. Things just seem to exist and people just want something different, good or bad. And so I could see people making the shift back to Xbox just to be doing something different than to be on PC and PlayStation.
Mm-hmm. Right. So it's reported GameStop is interested in buying eBay. Now, before I said the rumor was it was going to be Best Buy. Looks like they're going to try to buy eBay. They've been buying stock in eBay, even though eBay's worth way more. Looking at $12 billion, that's what GameStop is worth, compared to $46 billion what eBay's worth.
I don't pretend to understand how acquisitions work, because companies do this all the time where a smaller company buys a bigger company.
Mm-hmm.
But when I think about this in my mind, I cannot fathom this ever happening.
Yeah.
I don't want GameStop to own eBay.
Right.
I don't want eBay to have real stores. Like, those two things work fine as they are. Also, like, the, for some reason, the picture of this is like a graffitied up GameStop that they picked for this.
Oh, yeah, I see it on the wall. This article
from Kotaku is like really pushing the fact that it seems like GameStop could not afford to buy eBay. But I don't know. I am one of the few people who, like, I still passionately love eBay. I know people bitch about the fees and about everything else. I still love eBay. I'm still on it almost every day. I still talk about it. People forget about eBay, but eBay has eBay is mega successful.
Yeah.
And every time I bring it up, people are like, oh, there's still people selling on eBay. I'm like, yeah, lots of people.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just need to be reminded, go to another auction site. Like, I know you like Mercari, but go to Mercari and search for something and go to eBay and search for something. See how many matches you get on each.
Right.
Man, there's a reason Mercari's showing you shit that sold to try to make their listings look like they have more. But I mean, it's insane how much stuff is on eBay.
Yeah, I list them on both, and the last couple of things I've sold were sold on eBay, not Mercari. I'm like 10 to 1. I would say last 10 things I sold, 9 things on eBay, 1 thing on Mercari.
Yeah, I mean, that's why they don't have as many things. It's that weird catch-22. They don't have as many items listed because they don't have as many buyers, but they don't have as many buyers because there's not as many things listed. So it's like something has to change to write that. But and eBay Lives, to me, you know, they're going after that whatnot business now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they're good, you know, and, you know, TikTok's doing auctions now. It's like that market is as competitive as ever. eBay bought Golden auctions last year or the year before. So they're doing the high end sports memorabilia and memorabilia sales through Golden. But they're still doing, you know, he gets on there and does eBay Lives too. Like, they have grown that business and kept it relevant. And now, you know, eBay used to be like, it still can, but my stepdad used to get on just buy like random shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, I got this, like, you know, whatever. I got this coffee pot from eBay. I got this towel from eBay, just whatever he could find that was a good deal. Now it's much more collectible.
Yeah.
Driven in my mind. But sports cards have been great for eBay, and they do the guarantee cards where you pay, eBay takes the money, the card goes to eBay, eBay verifies the card, then they send it to you, send the money out. That way you know you're not getting ripped off, which is a cool service. They also have a deal where if you sell a lot of cards, you can send them to them and get like pre-guaranteed before, and then you get your money and they ship your card out as soon as it sells. So I think one of those is a business that has evolved and done a really good job, and I think the other is not.
Yeah.
So I hope it doesn't work.
When I was doing shoes, I think I've said this before, many podcasts ago, when I did shoes, buying and selling, you would just type in the you spell Jordan like I did Jordan. So you spell wrong, incorrectly. And people would list it incorrectly and you used to be able to buy it. Now eBay understands to correct it, the misspelling, and corrects it.
Yeah, I feel like even though the fees are high, I feel like they're definitely buyer driven, but I feel like I was leaving a bunch of feedback the other day and I accidentally clicked negative on one. I left the guy like, it's the guy that does the lives. I left him like 15 positives and I wrote a positive thing, but I accidentally clicked like negative. And I got an email that said, hey, you have left a positive review. Did you mean to mark it as negative? And I hit no. And I guess it fixed it. Like, you know, that was seller friendly. And I didn't mean to do it either. So it's like, I don't know. I just feel like that they've evolved.
Yeah.
And they're better than they were. I've sold a lot of stuff on there and there was things that really frustrated me about eBay as a seller. But there's things that I made a lot of money off of it. And then of course, as a buyer, I feel like I've had mostly positive experience. I received something that was broke. I told the guy I was broke. He refunded me immediately. I mean, most people are pretty fair on there.
Mm-hmm.
They keep doing their thing, and I think GameStop needs to keep what that is, but it's not eBay.
Yeah.
We're failing, let's buy somebody better. It's like a weird stance.
All right, now with back to the game, something GameStop has they're going to be releasing in the stores a retro area. So when you go in there, you're going to have a whole retro thing. So they're going crazy, yeah. With that, they're going to allegedly they're going to going away from Funko Pop, but the whole Funko Pop thing is dying down. I think because the Pokemon card is taking over that.
I would be shocked if Funko is around in the capacity that it's around in 5 years, if it's still around.
Yeah.
They got, this is like the, for video game terms, like if you think about Telltale, how when Telltale came out, everybody's like, oh, this is amazing. And then, you know, they did everything. You could play like Telltale Hell's Kitchen or whatever. Like they just took any franchise and made it a Telltale game, and they lost their audience.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a Funko Pop probably for me.
Mm-hmm.
If you look hard enough,
you can make one.
Like, it's literally everything. When I go to like Target or somewhere, or if you go in a like a booth that sells Funkos, there's some real junk out there.
Yeah, there is.
And I just, it's one of those things, like, how many people are buying this? How many people give a shit about this thing? And time goes into whoever designs it, and then obviously the manufacturing and the packaging and the shipping, and it's like, stick to what got you there. They make those little tiny ones now.
Mm-hmm.
They make like play sets for them.
There's the massive ones.
Yeah, it's just so much going on.
Yeah, I have a friend that lives in Alabama, and her and her husband opened up two malls down there, and in both malls they have a Funko Pop store. And I'm thinking, oh, great, there goes your business. They both quit their full-time job, concentrate on the Funko Pop stores.
I hope it works for them, but I think that bubble is busting.
All right. The next one, they announced this new baby Yoda, as they're calling it. It's Grogu. It's a little toy. It's $600, and it's, like, life-size.
It looks awesome.
Show you the video. Those look cool. I was wanting one. I was like, man, I would not have a little baby Yoda or Grogu versus nothing but ads.
I hate that the article says baby Yoda.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool looking, but not for that money.
Yeah. It's going to be $600.
Oh, go all the way up. It says this new baby Yoda toy, stay all the way up. Cost $600, and it says, yes, sometimes I call him Baby Yoda, and I won't stop doing it. Not sorry. So at least they lean into the fact that that's what they're calling it. It's cool. It looks correct. It looks like he also waddles. Like he walks, his little head bobs, mouth moves, eyes move. Looks good.
Must be like an interactive robot. It has like sensors on it.
Let me ask you a concerning question. Does someone try to have sex with Baby Yoda?
Oh, I'm sure.
Because you can't trust things that move in people.
No.
He's fun. He's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Not for me.
Not for
Six Shots. I'm not a huge, I've said this a bunch, I'm not a huge Star Wars guy, so.
To one of the last gaming bit of news. The MetaQuest games for the month are Fisherman's Tale 2 and then Ancient Dungeon. Two games on there.
I haven't played Fisherman's Tale 2, but Fisherman's Tale, the first one, was a super good time.
And make sure that you do log into the MetaQuest app. They pretty much, I've been logging in every week, and there's two or three games that gets added you can claim. Just like Amazon, you can go to your Amazon, go on there and claim a game. As I swear, every couple weeks, 2 weeks, I go on there, there's like a new game on there that you can claim. It might not be the best games out there, but it's a game. Just in case your PlayStation or Xbox or Nintendo breaks, you have other sources and a big catalog to choose from. All right, so you know how these Astrobot Nimrod little things are coming out? So Big Bad Toy Store has these little things. It's $72. We talked about how you can get the whole collection on that. So I'm a big Spawn fan. have Spawn figures, tattoo, yada, yada. I follow Tom McFarlane. Well, Spawn decided to do their own little minifigures as well. So you get a box of 36 minifigures and it's $285.
It's also sold out.
Yeah, already.
I guess, and I don't mean this the wrong way because I know that you love Spawn. I just wasn't aware that anyone other than you gave a shit.
Mm-hmm, but they do.
About Spawn. Well, clearly it's sold out. These look like a half step between, like, they're not quite like minifigure, but they're sort of like minifigure.
Mm-hmm.
And their design, they're interesting. They're made to be a blind
bag. Yep.
A blind bag. So I don't know how many total characters there are, but I would assume that if you get 36, you get the full set.
It's 12, and there's allegedly a rare one in there.
So the question is, could you spend $284, get the full set, resell the other ones, and make your money back? By the fact that they sold out, I think you probably could have.
Mm-hmm.
If you had spent the $285, I think
what a lot of people don't like is you have to put stickers on them.
Stickers are bullshit.
Shield doesn't have the stickers on it, the face, all that stuff, and there's a little thing over there.
Oh, sticker in the face is a crime. What if you don't get it on right?
Yep.
Janky Spawn.
Mm-hmm. So I may or may not be getting a couple of these to see. I'm going to have to look because I think I can pretty much figure out, like, this one's got a horn on it. I might be able to get him. The horns on the head here. Might be able to tell most of them apart. I think.
I don't know. I'm telling you, the first two rows, I bet you're going to have a real tough time figuring that out.
Well, I don't care about the two green guys down here on the bottom. The rest I want. I think I could figure these two out. I could find the shoulder pads and then the head on this one.
You should have bought the case.
Yeah, I should have, but a lot of money. All right, so we're going to go into some, I'm not going to open it because there's so much of it. So we're going to look at this website that I get the news from. So there's a lot of releasing out. They had the Disney Toy Story 5 Blaze Horse Ranch. I saw this and I thought, with you liking all your farming stuff, is this something you'd be interested in getting? With the pig and the horse, or
the set sucks. But to have Jesse and Bullseye, I would consider it. Though okay. I bought the train, I bought the Toy Story train, and I can't remember if it comes with Jesse or not. I know it's got Woody in there.
All right. So this second wave of Lego ideas has been announced. The Edward Scissorhand thing got passed through, so we're going to actually get Edward Scissorhands set. Amsterdam Canal House. I do like this one. It fits my theme. The National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation is awesome. They'll go good with the Christmas sets. And then there's the Old Man of the Sea, Griswold House. And then the Boot to Parking Lot skyscraper scene, that display you could put on the wall.
That set is awesome. It's that old picture that everybody has lunch atop a skyscraper that people have seen for years. One of the guys I watched said that he thinks it probably needs some changes done because they're not sure. It's done in grayscale because it's a black and white photo.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not sure that Lego necessarily has all those shades that are shown there.
Yeah.
And so some changes will probably likely have to be made. In order not to have to make a ton of new bricks, but that's a super cool set that I plan on.
That would be cool because we had the Everyone's Awesome set with all the different colored minifigures. Now you do a black and gray, white only minifigure, a whole bunch of those. Be pretty cool.
I'd like to have that set when it comes out. I also like the Old Man in the Sea. It's very like stylized and artsy,
mm-hmm.
But it's unique.
There's a lot going on.
To me, that set is ready to go. Some of those need refinement. That set's like ready to release. Edward Scissorhands is huge.
Yeah. Set's going to be probably the most expensive. I would say $350.
I just want the minifig.
So Formula One and let's see, here's the soccer. Talked about that one. But here we go. Here's this one. The Disney sets. There's the big Pixar, which we did talk about these before.
Yeah, we talked about them. The Alien.
That one. Back one.
So in all things, I mean, your first of the month are your Lego releases. And so May had a ton of sets coming out.
Like all right, so these are the Lego Ideas sets currently under development. We have the Castle Ship, the Godzilla, X-Files set, the Wallace and Gromit, Build, Paint, and Play set. Which we both talked about that, and we like that one where you get looks like it's painting.
It's great. I assume though that is going to end up being, it would not shock me if that ends up being like a gift with purchase.
Mm-hmm. The Sewing Machine, the Power Rangers, let's see. Then you got your Smurf Village, which you're going to have to get because of the Mushroom Houses.
They got to do something different. We've talked about these sets before, but.
Okay, they showed this one, the Marvel's Fantastic Four Herbie set. It's a little robot, looks cute. He's holding a cup of coffee, screwdriver. They announced a bunch of Ninjago sets. The Advent calendars, there's the Marvel one, Star Wars one, which people are going crazy because it's got Baby Grogu in a Christmas sweater.
Yeah, he looks good in a Christmas sweater.
There's the Friends one. And your girl is not in this one.
I did her wrong.
Mm-hmm. There's the three minis. There's the Disney one. The city one. The city one looks pretty cool. They got some elves and then snowman. This is a Mrs. Claus again.
As Saint Nick, running out of ideas for the advent calendars.
Yeah, it's the same pretty much sets over and over again. Santa Claus here does not have his uniform on. He just has the overalls. Marvel one.
The Wolverine's super, super cute.
With the Christmas sweater, yeah.
Yeah.
And then they announced a new Animal Crossing set, Timmy and Tommy's Fun Day Out. I know you saw this. I want to get your thoughts on this one.
They're not the correct scale.
Mm-hmm.
It almost looks like
you're doing a brickhead.
It's not an original take, but it almost looks like the environment is like to scale, but the figures aren't. It almost looks like you could put that next to the other sets and it makes sense, but the figures are huge. They would dwarf the normal minifigure scale. I think this is an odd choice. I think a lot of people thought Animal Crossing was probably not going to have more sets come out. They go on sale almost immediately when they come out.
This should have been a brickhead.
This would sell better as a brickhead, I think, with Timmy, Tommy, and then to do a separate Tom Nook.
Mm-hmm.
I think those would have sold better. I don't know why they're not brickheads. I will say, you know, I've talked about it. I don't like the ones that try to look realistic. I think they do a better job here than a lot of times.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I have all the Animal Crossing stuff. I don't know if I go ahead and get this. I may give this some time and see what all they plan on doing, because if they keep doing these sets, I'm probably going to be out.
If you're interested in looking at it, it's set 77059. It releases August 1st, and it's $60. Right, they have a Star Wars set. It's this little mech that Grogu drives in the movie trailer you see, the big sentry robot. All right, page 3. Some more Sonic sets, which I'm surprised you're doing Sonic more Sonic the Hedgehog. Tails Tornado is Tails riding a plane, and then one of the creatures.
I want a Sonic and a Tails minifig, but I don't have any desire to have any of those sets. I'll probably just eventually just buy one.
Mm-hmm.
Slinky Dog from Toy Story, if you haven't seen him. Great looking set.
Yeah. Set 4301. Yeah.
43301, I think it is.
Yeah.
Looks so good. They're like That one also looks good. The one you were just on, the Dumbledore's office book nook. Very cool too. I think it was.
I was going further. I'm trying to slow it down. Went up too quick. There it is.
That one. Yeah.
There's the Harry Potter sets coming. There's the dragon coming out of an egg. Spectro Patronium set. Now, what about this one? I saw this.
This is interesting.
Herbology plants.
It's interesting because it's like a botanicals, but not a botanicals, but no. Harry Potter botanicals. I think I'll probably get it. I think the price is a little bit high. I can't.
Yeah, $100. Yeah. Let's say you got three. It's you got three botanical sets in one.
There's three's not many. A lot of botanical sets that are $100.
Yeah, even three. I mean, three. These are three small ones. So you're looking like the happy plants and some other one.
To me, I would liken them to the mini bonsais, which was absolutely not $100 set. So
I do like how they're on the crafting table.
Yeah.
Ones. There's a big castle with the Harry Potter. Then there's, who is it? Dobby. There's a big Dobby holding a book and some magic stuff. That one's set 76469. There's the big crest, the Hogwarts house crest. That looks pretty cool if you're interested in that. Then there's a bunch of creator sets. There's a wolf. There's a piano, a purse, floral painting, merry-go-round. I like the minifigures in this one.
Ferris wheel,
yeah. Koala bear, the trees.
I've seen a lot of people talk about the koala bear because they want the tree. People seem more excited about the tree than the actual koalas.
I have a pirate ship, which I'm surprised they did that. The iconic pirate ship. The lion. I saw this one. It's a perfume bottle with flowers on it. It says 31383. It's $30. Kind of interesting. It does look like a bottle. Page two. Got some brickheads coming out of the Alice in Wonderland set. Brickheads. There's four brickheads in this one. You get Alice, the White Rabbit, the Mad Hatter, and the Cheshire Cat. The Cheshire Cat looks pretty cool. It's set 40925. I'll be getting the brickhead. It's only $39.99, which is not bad for four. Then we got a Transformers one. It's Megatron in a vehicle. Megatron looks super cute in this one. It's set 40924. It's $24.99. You get the little Megatron vehicle you're supposed to transform into. It's like a little tank. You get both of those. Then there's a Toy Story brickhead. You get Alien 1 and 2, Jesse, Woody, Buzz Lightyear, which have done, you know, these brickheads by themselves, which is kind of weird to bring them in again. Then we got the botanical sets. We have the Cosmos Flower set 11514. It'll be $14.99. It's a small one. You put it in a plant or a vase already. Have they done these flower petals in other sets? I don't think I remember seeing these.
Yeah, they've used them before.
Okay. Then there's another one here. It's the water lilies that come with in a little water clear jar, which looks pretty cool. Do not put water in it because the water will come out.
Those are interesting. The water lilies are interesting because they have, in order to work, they have to be in water.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting how they've decided to do it.
Again,
I've talked about it before, but I think they'd be super cool if you filled it full of the single studs, clear studs.
Yeah.
Or blue studs.
This one, the woodland mushroom.
A great set.
Yeah, it's a big set. That's going to be a fun one to put together.
It looks so good. 11505, 806 pieces. It's really good.
All right. We went over to City Sets last week. Got some Speed Champions. All right, some Fortnite sets have been released. The Rave Cave. It's a big one. It's a big roller coaster. It's $230. It's set 77082. It's the big pink bear. With 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It looks like 7 minifigures in this one. You do get the rare bear, pink bear minifigure. Big set. They have another big robot. It's Kit. Big cat. Get a minifigure. Now these sets always have an in-game, or now they've been doing an in-game character. So if you buy the big kit, you get in-game outfit. There's another balloon, the supply drop. A tomato head. There's some Technic sets. There's some, all right, here's some friend sets. You got the cozy autumn forest cabin.
Looks good.
A bunch of minifigures. There's 1, 2, 3, 4 minifigures and 2 animals in this one. And there's the big hotel. I'm about to say castle. There's a big hotel. This one has 6 minifigures in it. Or I don't want to say mini, but 6 figures. The roller coaster has 5. I think your girl's in this one. And there's a spinning flower and fairy teacup ride.
It's fun. That's one I could see me buying in like a day of weakness.
Your girl is in this one. I see her on the end.
Yeah. Autumn is the one I like.
Yeah, I'm trying to see.
Unaware.
Not in the other one. And there's Koala Habit and Care Center. A bunch of koala bears. And she's in this one too. I see Autumn right there. There's another Ferris wheel.
That's a lame Ferris wheel when you look at how good the other Lego one is. Mm-hmm. That friend's one's pretty lame.
And there's a doll suitcase.
That's fun. It's like built to where you do little rooms where you can build different rooms.
There's a pizza truck.
So these are the ones I like to buy. 190 pieces. That's going to be like $9.99.
Mm-hmm.
Comes with two fucks. Love them.
And a pizza oven.
Yeah, I'll get that all day long. I love the little cheap friend sets. Friends gets the cheap sets right. You get 2 people plus an animal. Such a good set.
No, this one, I figure you might like this one.
Day one purchase for me right here, yeah.
Yeah, create a flower shop. It's at 42693. It's some flowers.
They should have had it come with Autumn, but other than that, it's so good. It's got the tandem bike.
Mm-hmm.
This is probably a $14.99 set, maybe.
It doesn't say 377 very pieces. Good,
yeah.
Or 19 good at the most. All right, we have the Forest Tea Party.
$9.99 set comes with is that an owl? Is that a cat in a tree?
It's a squirrel.
Squirrel. Getting that set right off the bat. Love it.
Squirrel,
love
a frog.
The dress, love the visor, the frog. Yeah, it's a good set. $9.99 again.
There's another one. Fun Day at the Water Park. Maybe $29.99 in this one. So 3 animals.
20 or 19. I tell you, they do a lot of cheap sets. It wouldn't shock me if that's $19.99.
Comes with pickle. All the animals have names, I'm seeing.
So most of the animals have names, but there's a set that, just remember, it had raccoon.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
So they have this weird Friends web series that I've never seen, but apparently that's why everything has names.
Gotcha. All right, they showed a bunch of Disney sets. We don't do the Disney's. We don't get into the Disney ones as much. There's some cool looking ones. There's a big pig from Moana. Some more. They got a lot of Lilo and Stitch. We got some Minecraft sets coming out. As we talk about Minecraft, at the Goss station, we can use the Goss to fly around. It comes with some cool characters, some minis. You do, if you play the game, if you buy the set, you can unlock some character costumes in this Goss set. And there's another village set. It's the Evoke Village Attack. So it's a bunch of craziness going on. This one, there's another Ender Dragon, which I think this is the 5th Ender Dragon. There's an upscaled skeleton with a blue diamond helmet on.
Playing Minecraft has made me want to get the sets again.
Mm-hmm.
They have that badass like chicken farm one that's $20, I think it is. I keep looking at it every time I go in there because I'm like, I've enjoyed Minecraft so much, and it's like two of the things I love combined. Yeah. There's so many sets.
Yeah, they're doing a first night adventure. They've already done like a first adventure one originally, but they have another one here. Then there's the Chicken Jockey, where it's got a zombie baby with some costumes on, riding a chicken. There's a golem, Iron Golem. There's the baby chicken riding a baby, baby zombie riding a chicken, with a baby chicken set, a Chicken Jockey. They announced another thing, Lego Sega Genesis console has been revealed. It's actually going to be a really cheap set. It's going to be $49.99. It is set $40926. It doesn't look as good as the Nintendo one at all.
It's so small and so cheap and not the correct scale, and I think people are going to be disappointed. It will look like a Temu set next to the NES and the Atari.
Yeah. I will. I'm still going to get it.
It tells me that they don't think there's the same audience for this.
Mm-hmm. All right, some Bluey sets. There's the Ninjago. I think that was, oh yeah, no, the upscale Darth Vader set looks awesome. Great. Set 75461, 1,000 pieces for $100, which I'm okay with that.
The lightsaber is even better than I thought it was going to be.
Mm-hmm. It's almost also, like you can grab it, you can hold it and use it.
Without a doubt, will be the largest piece of fabric that Lego's ever included with a set.
Because he has the cape. Yeah.
Yep. Huge.
Looks good. And then there they have another helmet coming. It's the Imperial Remnant AT-RT driver helmet. It's going to be $70.
No minifig with that one.
No minifig. The helmets are starting to go up in price big time. When I was logging my helmets, one of the helmets I have, it's sold on eBay for $225. I was like, damn. Makes me not want to put any of them together. All right, so we have some Lego Ideas May 3rd. We have a modular pirate map. Looks okay. There's a Stegosaurus skeleton, which I can see them doing this one because they're doing all the Jurassic Park skeletons.
Yeah, it's weird, though, that this is an Ideas set because it's only going to be done through the Jurassic Park if they do it.
I like this one. It's a Lego separator upscale.
I don't think they'll do this, but it's such a good set and such a good idea and so fun.
The bookend towers, I do like this one with the castle. I think they should change the castle up a little bit to do more of the castle themes going on. The Black Lotus. The classic telephone. Then there's a linear Class A1 Flying Scotsman train set. All right, last but not least, I want to show you this. This is all the building minifigures from last year.
So I got,
there's 40 Brickett building minifigures sets that came out last year.
It's interesting. I have not a lot of them, but I have some of them. So I have the whole bottom row except the mummy.
So don't have the mummy.
Don't have the mummy. And then of course I have both of, I don't know that I have the white ghost, actually. I don't know that I have her. I may or may not. Second row, I have just the Day of the Dead stuff, and then the squirrel guy far right. I have him for some reason.
Do you even know about some of these other ones?
Yeah, I look at them constantly. And then I have the green bunny guy in the middle next to Chili Pepper up.
Oh, up here.
I have that green bunny guy.
Oh, here, right in the middle.
Right in the middle. Yeah. I have him. I have the bee girl. Lucky enough to get her. I really wanted it. And I think that might be it. I can't remember if I have. No, I think that's it. I missed out on some really good ones. You know, the problem is that the Lego store for us is not necessarily close. I mean, it's about an hour. With traffic, and so you have to be deliberate. I'll tell you, it's so when you and I go through these things and we're like, oh, here's the new build of minifigures that start May 3rd, you drive down there on May 3rd, there's no guarantee they're out.
Yeah.
And then if you come on May 15th, there's no guarantee that they didn't already put them out and they don't have them anymore. So it's like you really need to be closer. I wish I had a friend in Nashville that lived 10 minutes from the mall that could run over there every couple days until they get them. I would buy two sets of them. They always sell for double. So you could buy two sets of these and sell them for $20 and pay for your set. If you live close enough, you could constantly do that. Our mall is never going to have a Lego store.
No.
It's not big enough. It's not. It just isn't going to. And knowing that is tough because I'm always going to have to drive an hour to get these.
So I do like about this one is like, if you go to that little guy, the guy you, any of the whatnots in eBay Live, if they sell the minifigures, now you have an idea if you want, if they put those, you know where they came from.
Yeah.
The set, if you wanted to get now, the collection.
Now, what I will say is if you don't live near a Lego store, it's $10 to buy three. You know, I see these all day for $20 on eBay.
Mm-hmm.
You do typically have to pay shipping, so you're probably $25, $26. But if there's three of these that are out and it just absolutely, like, you got to have them, you can get them. You can buy them. Yeah. You're just paying double the price. But it's not going to break the bank if you're in love with three of these. So just keep an open mind.
Yep. All right. Well, that's all I had for this week.
Long show.
The Lego thing got this week. There's a lot.
Yep.
All right. As usual, if you'd like to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. If you want to contact me on a social, Instagram or whatever, X, it is game_Stitch or at @HoeEffinShow. This is episode 687. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.